This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 24, a solo round on the five secret triggers to a five-figure challenge. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustler? I am stoked for today's episode. I mean, I'm stoked for every episode, but today especially because we are going to be diving into a current passion project of mine, 5-day challenges. Now, I've been working on these and developing a system, and we've been working on it for months and months and months, and we're testing out this system on people, and we've uncovered some stuff that really turns an average challenge into a high-performing 5-day challenge. And I am so excited to share some of that stuff with you today. Now, before we dive in, I just want to let you know that you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/24. That's heartsoulhustle.com/24. You can get the full show notes, and you can also grab yourself a 5 Secret Triggers to 5-Figure Challenges worksheet. So we're going to have a freebie there waiting for you. It's a free worksheet that's just going to recap some of the stuff from the episode so that you have something you can print out, pin to your desk, and make sure that you use the next time you want to crush a 5-day challenge. So don't forget to head over there and grab it. Now, you probably saw, but just in case you didn't, the title of this episode is 5 Secret Triggers to a 5-Figure Challenge. And I wanted to share with you what a trigger is. So a trigger is something that causes an event or situation to happen or exist. And it's defined that way. And some synonyms include precipitate, prompt, elicit, trigger off, set off, spark, touch, provoke, stir up, among many others. Now, I feel sort of like a classy podcaster pulling out a dictionary definition on you. But the reason I tell you that is because some of these synonyms, things like prompt, elicit, set off, spark, provoke, stir up, these are things we want to do with our challengers. I've got news for you. Sales psychology says we have to dig some stuff up. We have to trigger a response. We have to provoke people to take action. We have to prompt participation. We have to elicit the feelings of buying. We need to stir up those problems so that people are ready to take and engage in our challenge. So hopefully I've convinced you that 5-day challenges are the next best way to launch a product, service, or offer in your business. And I want to walk you through our 5 secret triggers today. So let me recap the 5 triggers or list off the 5 triggers before we dive in. We have advertisements that are specifically based on behavior. We have live video that is designed to create perpetual growth. We have sales sequences that are specifically designed to overcome objections as they flow. We have upsells that are created specifically and in line with our products. And we have scarcity that is not built solely around dates. We have scarcity that's built around value. So let's dive into these things one at a time. So first thing is our advertisements. Now here's the thing. You have probably seen Facebook ads, and I'm not denying that we use Facebook ads to fill up our challenge or sell our challenge. We get great results from Facebook ads. But what we do with 5-figure challenges that makes them so different from our other ads is that we're using behavior-based retargeting. Now, traditionally, you see retargeting, especially in online programs, in the sense of you visit the sales page and you get retargeted. But what do you do with all the people who didn't make it to the sales page? You see, in our challenges, we believe that there's different sets of people. We believe that there's different levels of action. We believe that there's people who signed up because they were genuinely interested, but they ran out of time and they didn't get to the videos. We genuinely believe there's people that made it through, but don't even realize there's an offer because they didn't get to check their email on Friday. And we genuinely believe that there's people who have visited the sales page, but just forgot to take action, or they're busy, or they thought they'd come back to it later, or they just need that extra push or that reminder. And with traditional retargeting, or what we see in the online space, they say, we'll just target people who visited the sales page. But we say that is a myth. There are so many other types of retargeting you can do. And so, like I said, we find these three subsets of people and we run ads specifically tailored to move people to the next action. So there's different levels of action and inaction. There's I signed up and I didn't do anything. I signed up and I did something. I signed up and I did it all. And we want to create specific ads for each of those people. So when you're running your challenges, don't be asking yourself, how do I retarget people? Be asking yourself, how do I take someone's behavior, create an advertisement specifically designed for that person's mindset, and move them into the next step to be ready to buy? Now, in our challenges, we call this behavior-based retargeting, and it's an incredibly effective secret trigger to move people from inaction to action, with action being a deposit right into your bank account. And I think we can all agree that's what we're after when it comes to our launches, right? So that's one. We do behavior-based retargeting. Now, the second thing that we do is live video. Now, the truth is, by the time you're hearing this, live video is nothing new. The buzz of Facebook Live is kind of wearing off. It's now just another feature. Periscope has been around for over a year. I just recently celebrated my 1 year anniversary on the platform. And so live video, me telling you, use live video. You're like, well, obviously, Zach, it's a new social platform. But let's go a little deeper than that. Now, you're going to hear all over the internet about how live video is a game changer, but we change the game of challenges with live video. Now, you might be expecting me to talk about how, oh, we use a live video every day to build connection and get people to take action. And that's 100% true. We do use live video. We do get people to take action because of our live video. But we use our live video as a perpetual growth machine. Oh, hopefully I got your attention there. So with a traditional challenge, you open on a certain date and people sign up. And if they're not there on Monday, they don't get in. But we have flipped the script and we've leveraged live video to allow us to perpetually bring people in. So even if our challenge starts on a Monday, we're always accepting new challengers on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It doesn't matter when you sign up. You're always going to be able to get access to the material. Now, what happens is, as you're running your challenge, you get busy. The truth is, running a challenge takes work. You have to show up every day. You have to send emails. You have to engage. You have to do all of this stuff on a daily basis. And so you might not necessarily have time to be growing the challenge. But what we do is we take live video and we leverage it as a way to continually push people into the challenge. So our existing challengers are watching us live and we're leveraging that audience to drive more people to sign up. And we can see anywhere from 15 to 25% additional signups in our challenges. It's absolutely insane. And so many people, they close the doors when the challenge starts and they miss the opportunity to create massive growth. So what we do is we are always taking new enrollment for the challenge. We make it so that no matter when you sign up, you're going to get a custom tailored message to you. And then we leverage our live audience to bring more people in. And like I said, that brings in even more people into the fold throughout the challenge. Pretty awesome stuff. Now, the third thing that we do, remember I told you there's five secret triggers. You're already getting redonkulously excited and we've got more great stuff coming for you. So up next is sales sequences. Now, here's the thing. At Heart, Soul, and Hustle, we believe that aggressive sales strategies are okay because we truly believe in our products. We truly have the testimonials to back them up. And at the end of the day, selling is human. Now, we've done another episode with Andre Bolin where we talked about sales, and I won't get into it here, but I truly believe at my core that when you sell to your audience and you believe in your product and you have an amazing product, your selling is a true gift, okay? Don't take for granted that it's okay to sell your products, all right? So with that being said, we do something a little bit different, which is as our challenge ends, we only sell for about 2.5 days. But over the course of just over 48 hours, you're going to receive 6 emails from us. Now, here's the thing. You've been in launches, you've been part of webinars where you see these sales emails. But so many people miss the subtle psychological secret to making these emails sing and sell. And that secret is that we take our customers on a sequential journey. Now, we have designed an email layout that specifically moves people from where they are now to where they need to be to buy. And the truth is, some people are going to finish your challenge and they already want the program. Before they even know what it is, they love spending time with you, they loved your free content, they want more. And they already have their hand on their credit card waiting to get more. But some people aren't. And so what we do is we identify core psychological triggers that people need to overcome in order to be ready to buy our product. So there's various psychological triggers, and I'll give you a few of them, and we walk through them kind of based on what people show us and what people say and what we've seen as a result. So these are not just random emails or ideas that we've thrown together, and I really want to tell you that this is a system and a series of emails that we've worked out over months, including with five-figure challenges, with webinars. We've tested this out and we found out what works. So we include emails that overcome objections, right? So one email, we overcome objections. We identify the core objections of our program and we overcome them. Now, overcoming objections is a skill, but the truth is it's very, very simple. Because if somebody tells you why they're not buying, or you're able to identify why someone's not buying, you can specifically address that question, that concern, whatever that is, you address it and you bring it to the forefront. We also include a case study. Now, a case study email is a psychological email that is specifically chosen, okay? This is not our star case study. This is not the best case study, right? We have one program where we actually have a student whose case study, they've made like $50,000 as a result of the program. But we don't reference the $50,000. See, we choose a case study that's achievable. Now, the media and the market and the internet sales, you know, all of the stuff you see out there says highlight your best winners. We do highlight winners. We do that on our sales page. We do that in various emails and in passing. But in one specific email, it's a case study, specifically someone who achieved a reasonable level of results. Now, I want to talk about this because so many people miss this very simple psychological trigger. If I come to you and I say, this system makes $100,000 for Bob, your thought is not, oh my gosh, if Bob can do it, I can do it. Your thought is, there's no way I could make $100,000. But if I come to you and I said, this system made Sue $5,000 and she did it in a month instead of 2 days, suddenly that's approachable. Suddenly you feel like, okay, Sue is right where I was. I could achieve that level. I could hit $5,000. You see, we take the traditional case study model of highlight your star student, show the best thing, and instead we take it down and we show the average person and we show the average results. We don't do the infomercial results of results not typical. We take a typical result, we highlight it, because everyone has these two thoughts going on in their heads at all times. They think, I can do anything I want to do. Thus is the internet money-making mentality. And they also think, I'm not good enough to be the best. And so if we show them the best, they think, I'm not good enough. But if we show them typical, the other side of their brain lights up and says, I can do that. That's achievable. And if we make that number both achievable, but also exciting, we've created a case study and we've highlighted a student that makes them feel like I can get these results too. So that's a second email we send. I'll highlight one of the third ones that we send, which is we do a recap. And it's always surprising to me how many people don't recap. Now you might be like, well, do you recap the challenge? Do you recap the content? We recap the results that we've achieved in the past week. Now, when we do challenges, we're really careful to only highlight things that we know, right? We do a challenge based on things that we understand. We don't talk about things we don't know. We don't talk about things that we don't understand. We specifically highlight things that we know and that we implement in our business. So I'll give you an example. We did a 5-day Periscope challenge where we help people generate 20 leads and their first sale on Periscope. Well, if I was using Periscope that whole time and I was following along with them and I was using Periscope in the challenge to generate sales, I can say, here's what I did over the past week with Periscope. Now, conventionally, you're not supposed to highlight your own results as a way to convince other people they can do it too, right? You talk about your big wins, but if you talk about what you're doing right now, it doesn't feel achievable, right? Because we just said, use that case study so you're achievable, right? However, if we do the case study first to show the typical results, if we overcome the objections, and then we say, here's what I've done in the last 7 days, What we've done now is we've created this cascade effect of we overcame their objections. So now we've really addressed every concern. We've showed them the typical results. We've given them that case study that says, oh my gosh, I could do this too. And then we show them what's possible. We say, here's what we did in the last 7 days. Here's what's possible for you. So while we're doing a challenge, we're also hustling our butts off to create massive results in our business to showcase. But notice how subtle that is. If I had led with my results, people would feel like they can't approach that. But since I lead with a case study and I overcome the objections, and then I share the potential of the things that I've done, suddenly we've created a very sequential sales path. Now, there's some other subtleties there, but unfortunately, it's a 30-minute show and there's just all of these nuances, but I want you to hear, like, those are three emails that you absolutely can't be without. You absolutely need to have your objection email, you need to have your case study email, and you absolutely need to have a recap email. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So that's our third one. Get a sequential sales system. Now, number four is upsells. I have been online marketing for quite a while, it feels like, but our current business is about 18 months in. And what I've noticed is that not enough people talk about this. Upsells are an incredibly natural part of business outside of the internet. So it's one of those weird things where it's like we love to take traditional stuff and model it to fit on the internet, but very few people talk about or use upsells because they feel like upsells take all this work and all this effort and how can I ask somebody to buy if I just took their credit card? But the truth is, upsells are a game changer. And we have gotten massive results from our upsells. And so I actually want to walk you through one of the challenges that we did and show you some of the results that we got from our upsell. So let's keep continuing with that Periscope challenge that we did. So for that challenge, we ended up selling 104 products at $200 a piece, which meant we did just about $20,000 in sales right from the product, right? However, we also sold 19 upsells at $97, which equates to approximately 18%, which is pretty decent for an upsell. You want to be right around 15 to 20% is pretty good. Now, what that means is that we optimized an additional $2,000, give or take, in sales. So if we hadn't done that, we would have left $2,000 on the table. It was a $97 price point. We weren't aggressive, but here's what we did. Within our challenge, we highlighted the need for the program, but we also highlight the need for the upsell. Now, a core piece of upsells is that your customer can't need them. And I think that that's just an ethical thing. If you create an upsell that people feel like they can't get results without buying, that's a little shady if you ask me. But if you create an upsell that's an augmentation, it enhances, it improves, it creates a better experience for your customers, that's an awesome upsell, right? So when you do that, you're helping them create additional results. And in our case, what we did was we have a live streaming program and we added in a set of templates. So if you want to repurpose your Periscopes to YouTube, which we talked about during the challenge, you could do that. And you could get all of our professionally designed templates with some bonus training for $97. So if we talked about it and you were considering repurposing, it only makes logical sense to grab it. And it's priced reasonably at $97 after a $197 product. It's a no-brainer price. And it's a strategic upsell. It's not a random program. It's not unrelated. And trust me, we tested it with an unrelated product and program and it doesn't work. But when your upsell is specific to the product and specific to the needs you've created over the course of your 5-day challenge, suddenly it converts very well. And like I said, it added an additional $2,000, give or take, in sales. It added about 10% additional revenue to the challenge. And when we're talking a $20,000 challenge, 10% ain't chump change. Okay, so consider getting an upsell in place. And like I said, these upsells don't have to be extensive. I mean, I think this upsell is about 4 files total, all designed and outsourced by someone else, and 2 10-minute video trainings. And yet we've never had a refund on it. We've never gotten a complaint from it, and people love it. The only time we've ever had somebody return it is when they grabbed it by accident. No intentional refunds. We had one person who was like, I didn't realize I clicked buy and I didn't want that. So I think that's the only time we've ever refunded it. We get really, really good results from that upsell. So strategic upsells make progress. Now, the last trigger The last secret trigger that we have is scarcity. Now listen, you've heard scarcity before. You've heard cart open, close. You've heard remove bonuses. Now, we've tested various scarcities. We've tested with a price differential. We've tested with bonuses. We have people who have done cart open, close, and we see very similar results across the board. What we do with our scarcity that makes it more than just a time deadline is we turn our challenge into a bonus. Now, we're very strategic about this. We have the videos in a certain order. We create additional products and offerings. But if you take this 5 days of content, you've created a miniature program. So rather than create a scarcity that's purely based off all this content, why not create a scarcity that leverages that content? So many people hustle to go like, what bonuses do I make? What prices do I offer? What do I do with this? What do I do with that? And what we've found is that you just created 5 days of solid content. You just trained people on a day-to-day basis. You just created shift and results in people's lives. Why do you need to create all these extras? Why not leverage the content you've just created as scarcity? Why not set the replays to expire? And that's what we do. So are all the replays of our 5 days, they expire on Sunday night. So you see, rather than just having a scarcity deadline on the product, we have a scarcity deadline on the challenge. And some people are like, well, don't you always want it to be available? Don't you always want to? In this particular case, we don't. Because again, we've now created two scarcities within our offer. We have whatever scarcity you create. Like I said, we give away a bonus, we do a price break, you can do a cart close. That's the scarcity we traditionally see. But not only is the program price or availability going to change, but we also have this second piece of content that's going away. Scarcity is a powerful tool when used correctly. And if you create a scarcity deadline around your challenge, you can create massive, massive results. So if you decide to do a 5-day challenge, which I would highly encourage, you should definitely consider creating a scarcity around the offer and a scarcity around the challenge, because now you have coexisting scarcity. You have dual scarcity, which is the biggest trigger you can have. All right? So let's recap some of these, and then I want to give you some of the results that we had from one of our challenges so you can really see what kind of results these can create. So our five secret triggers to a five-figure challenge are: number one, behavior-based ad retargeting. Don't just retarget the sales page, retarget the spectrum of action. Number two, leveraging live video for perpetual growth beyond the start date. Don't stop letting people into the challenge because it started. Instead, let more people in because it started. Number three is a strategic sales sequence that is specifically designed to move people through this story, to move them from here's my objections, here's how this is actually possible for you, and here are the real possibilities out there in the marketplace. Number four is upsells. Really strategic upsells that highlight and enhance the experience, but also act on a need that you create in the challenge. So create an upsell that highlights one of the problems that may have been created during the 5 days. And then finally, dual scarcity, a scarcity on the product and the offer, but also a scarcity on the challenge. With two deadlines looming over them, even though they're the same time, people are more likely to take decisive action, whether that's to buy the course or decide against it. And we love decisive people. All right. Now, I promised before I wrap this up that I would give you some of the results from one of our challenges. So back in March, we did a 5-day Periscope challenge. What we ended up doing was having 1,292 people sign up for a total ad spend of $434.23. And that's all of our ads, sign-up ads, retargeting ads. Across the board, we spent less than $500 on the challenge. It took us less than 10 days, start to finish, to complete all the content, launch the content, and close the cart. We had 104 sales at $197 price point, which means that at our front end, we did $20,488 in sales. Like I said, we then did an additional 19 upsells. So we did an additional 19 upsells at a $97 price point, which was $1,843, which meant that when all was said and done, we had done $22,300 in sales, meaning the average person who signed up was worth $17.28. So in 5 days, 7 days, if you count the weekend where we do the sales, with 5 days of content and 7 days of launching, we did $22,000 in sales for less than a $500 ad spend because we leverage these secret triggers that create massive buying mindset. And that's what you want to do. Now, again, we're going to have this all outlined in great detail. Our show notes are going to be very extensive for this week's episode. And we're also going to have a cheat sheet for you over at heartsoulhustle.com/24. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/24. We're going to have the 5 secret trigger cheat sheets for you waiting so that you can download it, grab it, and implement it. And we want you to check that out. We're going to have, like I said, a really great write-up. We're going to have this transcribed. We're going to write it up, make some tweaks, make some edits, probably get some visuals in there. And we want you to get massive results with your 5-day challenge. So get out there, implement the 5 secret triggers, and we'll catch you next week where we're going to have another amazing guest talking about amazing content. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.